Blog Talk Radio.
Show. I'm your host, Joker, of course. And today, on the episode of Joker's Hatchet Talk Show, we will be interviewing Wiz from Abandoned Records, the other half of Ghetto Funhouse. We're going to get to him right now, actually. Hold on.
Yeah.
What's Hello. Up, Wiz?
How's it going?
Good. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Just smoking. Just chilling.
Hell yeah. Just hold on for a second. We got another caller.
Alrighty.
3539 from 719. What's up?
Bubba the Clown.
Bubba the Clown. Where's the clown?
What's going on?
Now, for the people who didn't know, Wiz and Bubba is related. And they both were on the show. Well, Wiz, of course, is on the show.
Hell yeah.
Wiz, you're from Ghetto Funhouse. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm actually a part of Ghetto Funhouse. Me and Carney from Abandoned Records. We started up the group. We came together one day and decided that we'd do a few collaborations. And we just decided that it was working out. And so we went ahead and decided that maybe we'll form a group for a while here and see how it goes. So we dropped an album It was just self-titled Ghetto Funhouse, and everything went real well, and we really liked it, and we feel as if our work goes together pretty well, and so we decided to continue it on as our group, and together we are Ghetto Funhouse. And before that, I was actually doing a lot of solo work just as Wiz, and you know, me and my brother were just coming out with tracks alone, but then me and my brother actually introduced me to Carney, and he kind of got me started on Abandoned Records as well.
That's what's up. That's what's up. We're going to start off with your song from Ghetto Funhouse, Go Hard. Tell us about the hit.
Hell yeah. Actually, it's a single of mine. It's in our, it's on our Ghetto Funhouse page, though. You know, at the time, I was just trying to come out with something to showcase the lyrics that I could come with, saying, you know, just coming out with some crazy stuff. It wasn't really intended to be a full song. It dropped on one of our Trigger Freak albums. It's kind of just like a lyrical showcase. It's really just a compilation of some stuff I put together, just some crazy metaphors and wordplay. But it's a pretty good song, and we get a lot of hype when we perform it as well. And so it's one of my favorites, one of the singles that I've dropped since I've been with Ghetto Funhouse. And it's a pretty good song. So
definitely, Jonathan. Well, everybody, check this out. Ghetto Funhouse, Wiz, of course.
Hell yeah.
Go Hard.
Hell yeah.
This is a freak show, my nigga, we getting lifted. Ripley, believe it or not, homie, I'm gifted. And I ain't fucking around with y'all like Walt Disney. Cartoon characters, getting smashed, bury your punks. Got one in the trunk like a pit bull terrier. What? I'm ripping the mud, sticking the mud, and y'all ain't really giving the fuck.
What?
So I lifted the mic up, and now I ride to inside blooded. Hope they fight for the right one, because I'm sick, man. I ain't playing, really got a sick brain. Sick bang, break your back. I dag a plane and then fly it into your fist, dang. Better off cutting your wrist and catching my fist like insane, claiming that you got to be lucky. I didn't knock your teeth like Rocky D. I'm cocky and you claiming that you got to be. Oh no, nigga, you getting repoed. G-H-E-T-T-O is how we roll up in the blunt like masters. It's for it, you for it, shine just like NASA. And when I blast up, there ain't nobody stranger. I'm a smash that ass, Mighty Morphin Power Ranger. Freak off the leash, give me a cash or I will strangle your whole family. The trigger freak, they be tangled. Come against me and my crew with the wrong angle, and you will leave mangled. Yeah, and that's real, I always win the battle. And ain't nobody coming close to me except my shadow. And that's that, but if I had to bring it back, you would understand just how well I could kill a cat. Lying off, they know it's X-Mac. My auntie look like a brat, so that must mean I'm the shit. Homie, I never quit, rip off your hat and think of something new for you to spit. Give it back and then see your cardiac and rip all about your back, Jack. Should've been smarter than the average cat. Spitting, I rip you in half, giving up on you motherfuckers just like I was your dad. Or Michael Beasley, Beasley, I make your girl whine like Riesling mad. Homie, get glad, wear a press and seal rap. That's what I have compared to you Ziploc rappers. Trying to keep it fresh, but you can't, so why have to keep my name off the top of your mind like shampoo? Go against mine and realize you's a damn fool.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. I might, yeah. Well, I'm certainly glad I downloaded that song. I might actually have to play that song again.
Hell yeah.
But anyways.
Yeah, man, I like that song a lot. It's real cool. I always get everybody pretty hyped when I perform it. It's always cool, especially me and Carney. What we do when we perform is we like to throw in some singular songs, and there's one on the website there you can see is his song, and he performs a lot. It was Ticking Time Bomb. That song is hella dope as well. We just kind of mix it up, especially when we're doing a set. We'll have our songs together, and we'll throw solo songs in just to kind of give it a mix-up. And so that's kind of like it's kind of like one of those songs I'll use in between one of our songs just to kind of get the crowd hyped. But, yeah, me and Carney, we tend to do a little bit of solo songs as well, so you can kind of get our individual flavor.
I hear you.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I've been with Banner Records for quite a while. I started rapping when I was 11. My brother actually taught me how to rap. He's the one who taught me initially how to write and everything. So one day he just sat me down and was just like, this is what you're going to do. And he told me, he's like, all right, here's how you write your bars. And I got it down and he just taught me. And we used to go through bars and different rhyme schemes and just seeing what kind of patterns we could come up with. And then when I really got serious when I got with the Bannon Records, I tried to get serious with another label when I was a little bit younger, but nobody really wanted to take me serious because of my age, since I was doing it when I was young.
Okay, Wiz, you said you and Carney started the Abandoned Records.
No. Carney started Abandoned Records itself. And Carney, we just started Ghetto Funhouse.
Oh, okay. How long has the Ghetto Funhouse been alive?
Oh, man, I would say since 2011, 2011, I believe we dropped our album in April, and so it's been alive for a while. I've been on Abandoned Records since 2008, and we had been friends with Carney like a year previous to that time, and when he put us on to Abandoned Records, I was just doing solo music for a while, but we formed Ghetto Funhouse around 2011.
Okay. Now, Ghetto Funhouse, the Weed song. There's no questions about that, but what gave you the concept of actually making the song?
Oh, man, we were just smoking some weed, and it was cool because we were just talking about, like, some different strains and, like, what we would do, what kind of strains we would make if we were able to go ahead and, like, we were just talking about different strains we were thinking about making, and we came up with a album for Beat Kush for the label. And we just decided to write a song about different strains and just smoking, since it was something that we just normally do anyway. But it was nothing more than that. We were just trying to come up with some crazy strains. He was coming up with some crazy strains. We were just talking about, like, Abandoned Free Kush, and we just started thinking about different strains. And so we started writing that song, and it just came out.
That's what's up. Well, we're going to play the song really fast.
Alrighty.
Grab daddy purple, make you hurt, flow stay on top. cannabis, cannibal. I got the stash in the trunk, sweet island Afghani, and I got that bubble gum skunk. Blueberry making me feel fine. There's nothing better than puffin' cheddar. Cinderella 99, I stay high. Northern Light got me feeling like a satellite, searching for my space queen so we can go and bang tonight. Yeah, I need some Lemuel and a cotton candy in my sack.
Yeah,
to level catch your attention and never turn your back.
Nah,
sit down and let this turtle power enter ya. Black Russian indica and tangerine haze. Bowie Bowie sets your mind free and out of the maze. The bandit freak could be the only star in the play. Yeah.
All right, that was Ghetto Fun, House with the Weed song. Now, Wiz, just like I was and Bubba the Clown, if you could rap with either or mainstream or underground or both, who would you go for?
Oh, man, you know, I would definitely stay with the underground. There's no way I could move into the mainstream. I just feel like I need to have control over what I'm doing and the music that I'm making. If that makes sense, you know, I'd rather stay on my independent hustle and not make any money than change for a fan base that's just going to change my look in general. You know what I mean? I don't want my vision to change by what people see. I want my people to change by my vision. You know what I mean? I want people to get my vision rather than change me.
Definitely.
So I would definitely have to stay with the fam and just keep it underground, man.
Okay. 2015, any new albums coming out with Ghetto Fun now?
Yes, actually, we should be dropping this one soon. We've been anticipating it for a while now. It's been like a few years, but we haven't really dropped anything lately. But if you go check out the Reverb, you'll be able to hear a few solo tracks off our new album, 50 Shades of Green. If you haven't heard about it, we do have some flyers out stating it's coming soon. Go check out THC and Brain Eaters. They're two solos. They came out on Underground Hustlin', but they will be featured on 50 Shades of Green.
Now, Abandoned Records, how did you start with the label?
My brother had got me into the label. He was talking. He basically met Carney. Carney had already had Abandoned Records going. It was something that it had already been, you know what I mean? There was already artists on the label, and my brother and Carney started talking, and my brother was able to get on the label, and he told Carney, you know, my little brother, he raps too, and he's been trying to get on the label. And previous to getting on Abandoned Records, my brother was trying to get with Periodic Production, and I wanted to get on that label too, but the thing was, the manager at the time, he just wasn't feeling that I was too young, and he just felt like I wasn't able to perform my fullest, especially going into, like, venues that had age restrictions. And so he wanted me to just start out on the street team, but I told him that, you know, I had more potential than that. I just needed a start. And so Carney, when I met him, my brother told me about him, and I met him, and he gave me a chance, and I was able to get on Abandoned Records with my brother, and that's how I got started. And so Carney's always been my manager, and I've known him for a long time now, and he was already running Abandoned Records when I got started.
Okay, Wiz, you've been rapping for about 5+ years, am I right?
Correct.
Okay, what gave you the influence to start rapping? Who inspired you?
My brother, he taught me how to write, and then he taught me how to rap. And when I was younger, just seeing, like, my cousin, one of my cousins, he raps, and I always thought it was cool. I just always liked the music, just growing up with, like, the Chronic and, like, stuff like that. My brother, he actually taught me how to write and rap, and so when he taught me how to write, I just kind of studied, you know, the music, and when I learned how to count my bars is when I really got serious. I was able to, you know, form patterns and do different wordplay, and so I just kind of kept growing, you know, at a steady pace after that point. But my brother, he initially taught me how to write and rap.
Okay. Huge shout out to Bubba the Clown, just in case if anybody's wondering.
Yeah, Bubba the Clown, I believe he's on the line as well.
Yes,
A-R. Yeah, A-R. Yeah, we need to keep it abandoned.
Definitely. Before we get to that, the song, any shout outs you want to give up?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to all the AR artists. I want to give a shout out to everybody. I want to give a shout out to my brother. I want to give a shout out to my family. I want to give a shout out to everybody on AR, Carney, Terror, Fujo, you know, Eyeless, my brother, all of us. You know, if there's anybody that I missed, Lonely, everybody, AR. Give a shout out to my girlfriend. I give a shout out to my mom. You know, I owe her everything. And just a shout out to all my freaks. Y'all keep it abandoned.com. And, you know, stay freaky.
Definitely. Now, we're going to get to your my favorite song from Ghetto Funhouse, lyrical-wise. And it's just a five-star song, to me, anyways, in my opinion. Death and Murder.
Yeah. Hell yeah. This song is actually hella dope. I want to shout out to Stomps. That's our homie. He got on the track. He did a feature with us. And so, shout out, Matt, shout out to Stump, and Carney for being on the track as well.
All right, definitely. We're going to play the song, Death and Murder, by Ghetto Funhouse.
Ghetto Funhouse. Featuring Stump.
Featuring Stump. Yeah. Wiz, of course.
Yes, sir.
Around the world, every day I see you catching it in the around every corner, so I'm unloading my quest. Popping the shots and the bullets ring, another murder up on the scene. And if I die, I remain a G, smoking the blunts and busting the heat. Up on the streets with the mind of a dealer, coats hard to answer with the eyes of a killer. Black 9mm with my finger on the trigger, Colorado bang in the city of Stiller. All black gloves, my love song, pray every day that I make it home. This how it is when you live by the throne, take a shot to the face like a bullet to the dome. I'll kill for my team or the tracks for my label, put a bullet in the chamber and we making it fatal. It's on the streets, it's on the grids, around the world every day. I see a casket in the end of the week. Squeezing the trigger, see the hollows fly. Dumping the punk, dipping out in the ride. Don't give a fuck about prison time. When you're 6 feet underground, not moving or making a sound. Downtown me is the heaven of hell. When you're doing a jack with a hammer back, bullets pop, see the gun flash. Body drop, ain't no taking it back.
Alright, that was Ghetto Funhouse with Death and Murder featuring Stump. Now, Wiz, is there any artist, any particular artist, I don't want to ruin the surprise, but are you going to be rapping with anybody in 2015?
Any in particular artist?
Yeah.
You know, that's a tough one. We do have a lot of collaborations coming out, especially with this new album. One of my favorites, and like, I don't really want to say a whole lot, but, you know, one of these tracks is going to feature Mr. Gray. So it's a pretty dope track. You got to check it out, especially when the album comes out. That's all I can really mention. It's going to be Ghetto Funhouse, Mr. Gray. So...
Definitely. This year, hear that your travel is going to take you to California.
Yeah, actually, I'm not sure if I'm actually going to be on that show. I just have some sort of conflict right now with my job and everything, but we're talking about it. It's definitely something I'm trying to work out. Especially money-wise, but I know that Carney's going for sure, and Eyeless is going to be there, so we're going to have some Abandoned Records artists out there.
Cool. Question, Wiz.
Yes, sir.
Is there any possible way, this is probably like my question of the day for both you and your brother, of course. Is there any possible way that you two can make an album?
Yeah, that's possible. Me and my brother?
Yeah.
That's totally possible. We're definitely going to start coming out with some more collaborations. I know we got one in the making right now. I haven't been able to lay out my verse for it yet. But me and my brother making an album, as far as that goes, it might take a little bit of time. Just so that way we can get on the same page. I know that we tend to be working a lot, you know, me and my brother, just on different schedules. But I don't see that it's totally impossible. That's something that maybe me and my brother can work on.
That would probably be an actual hit. Your flavor of rapping and his flavor of action, just give it a little mixture. It would probably be a good album. In my opinion.
Hell yeah, I know every time me and my brother lay down tracks, they're always dope. We're coming out with one soon. So be keep posted for that. It's going to be dope.
Now, your Reverb Nation, give them the website, if you don't mind.
It's just going to be reverb.com, you know, / Ghetto Funhouse. You can just search Ghetto Funhouse. It's GHETTOFUN-House, HOUSE. You can just Google Ghetto Funhouse and check the first Reverb, and that'll be us.
Now, in Ghetto Funhouse, how many people is in there? Is it just you and Carney or more people?
It's actually just me and Carney. We did have somebody else on the label who got down with us, but he didn't actually produce any songs with us. It was more of just like a homie kind of thing. But what we did, we were just chilling, and when we decided to become Ghetto Funhouse, we burned our right hands with a blunt. And one of our friends, he was just so down for the idea that he actually burned his hand with a blunt too. So we kind of considered him one of us, but he never really produced any songs with us. And so just me and Carney right now are Ghetto Funhouse.
Okay, one more question. There, we're going to end the show.
All right.
How did you guys think of the name Ghetto Funhouse?
We were just chilling and just coming up with a bunch of different goofy names, just chilling, like, thinking about it, and, I don't know, we were just talking, and, like, you know, I don't know if you've ever listened to, like, .com by Dark Lotus. They're like, ghettofunhouse.com, and we're just like, that's fresh, that's, like, super fresh, the idea, and we were just thinking about it, and, like, we were just like, what if we became Ghetto Funhouse, and so we just kind of thought about it, and we became Ghetto Funhouse.
That's what's up.
Yeah, it was just kind of like a random idea. We were just thinking about it, and that's how it came to be.
Well, it's definitely unique. It's not like any ordinary name.
Right, it's pretty crazy. We go by Ghetto Funhouse, or GS, and so a lot of people, once they hear the name, they're just like, what is that? You know, what is Ghetto Funhouse? They get interested.
All right, thank you for being on the show, Bubba Clown. Thank you for being on the show. Huge shout out to Ghetto Funhouse and Abandoned Records. Keep it abandoned,
thank
of course.
Thank you very much. Hell yeah, keep it abandoned. Much shout outs.
And we're actually going to go to the Go Hard song again for the ending.
Hell yeah. Much shout out, much love.
This is a freak show, my nigga, we getting lifted. Ripley, believe it or not, homie, I'm gifted. And I ain't fucking around with y'all like Walt Disney. Cartoon characters, getting smashed, bury your punks. Got one in the trunk of a pit bull terrier, what? I'm ripping the mud, sticking the mud, and y'all ain't really giving a fuck.
What?
So I lifted the mic up, and now I ride suicide blooded. Hope they fight for the right one, because I'm sick, man. I ain't playing, really got a sick brain. Sick bang, break your back, hijack a plane, and then fly it into your fist, bang. Better off cutting your wrist and catching my fist, like insane, claiming that you got to be lucky. I didn't knock it, these like Rocky D. I'm cocky, and you claiming that you got to be. Oh no, nigga, you getting repoed. G-H-E-T-T-O is how we roll up in the blunt like masters. Euphoric, euphoric, shine just like NASA. And when I blast up, there ain't nobody stranger. I'm a smash that ass, Mighty Morphin Power Ranger. Freak off the leash, give me a chance or I will strangle your whole family. But trigger free, they be tangled. Come again, me and my crew with the wrong angle, and you will leave mangled. Yeah, and that's real. I always win the battle, and ain't nobody coming close to me except my shadow. And that's that. But if I had to bring it back, you would understand just how well I could kill a cat. Lying off in OSX Mac, my auntie look like a brat, so that must mean I'm the shit. Homie, I never quit. Rip off your hat and think of something new for you to spit. Give it back and then see your cardiac and rip all about your back, Jack. Should've been smarter than the average cat. Spittin', I rip you in half. Pippin', I've done you motherfuckers just like I was your dad. Or Michael Beasley. Beasley, I make your girl whine like Riesling's mad. Homie,
me get glad. Wear a pressing steel rap, that's what I have compared to you Ziploc rappers. Trying to keep it fresh, but you can't, so I have to keep my name off the top of your mind like shampoo. Go against mine and realize